好，今天我们看列王记上第十八章。
So we are going to turn now to the Old Testament. First Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章。
First Kings chapter 18.
你打开以后，我们一面讲一面来、来看。
Keep your Bibles open, and we will be looking through this passage.
今天我们特别讲到一个人啊，叫做俄巴底。第三节告诉我们说，俄巴底。甚是敬畏耶和华俄巴底这个人。
Today we will look at this character. His name is referred to in verse 3, Obadiah.
我们怎么看见这个人在一个不敬虔的时代里面，看出他的信心
？And we will observe how this person lived in an ungodly time, but he showed his righteousness.
也看出他敬畏神的心。
And how he worshipped God.
看见他勇敢的心。
And how he was courageous.
我们知道他不是个伟大的人物。
He may not have been a mighty person.
他不像圣经里面所讲的那个大先知以利亚一样。
He was not like a major prophet Elijah.
你知道以利亚是个大先知，很出名的先知。
Elijah is one of the more famous prophets.
一提到他名字，很多人都认识他。
And everybody recognized the word Elijah.
很有能力。
Powerful.
他不祷告就不下雨了。
And if he didn't pray, the rain wouldn't come down.
他一祷告就下雨了。
Upon his prayer, the rain came.
所以我相信从来没有人看到这么大能力的先知，对不对？
I believe nobody ever had displayed such power.
他也不像以利沙。
Not like Elisha.
以利沙能够叫死人复活。
Elisha called a dead person from the grave.
大有能力的先知。
Again, another very mighty prophet.
俄巴底是个非常普通的人。
Now, Obadiah was obscure.
而且表面上看起来是非常胆小的人。
And he was He was not courageous.
但是上帝帮助他的时候啊，
But when God helped him,
这个人就是刚强壮胆起来。
He became very courageous.
他虽然微小，
Although he was small,
但是他做的工作是非常伟大的工作。
But you will see that his works were great and mighty.
所以你记得列王记下第五章那个故事里面。
First, remember First Kings chapter 5.
告诉我们那个小女孩，看到吗？记得吗？
Remember the little girl.
她是个大有信心的人。
Was a girl of great faith.
我们怎么知道她大有信心呢？
How do we know she was of great faith?
她告诉她的主人乃曼说：“你去看，巴不得你去跟撒玛利亚的先知，他一定能够医治你的病。”
You remember the girl told Naaman to go look for the prophet and you will be healed.
一个小女孩有这么大的心，这么肯定的心，真是令人家钦佩的。
So you would imagine that the little girl dared to talk to Naaman and told him to go see the prophet.
看起来很不起眼。
You might think there was nothing unusual.
但是却能够在外邦当中做了非常美好的见证。
But in the end, that was a great testimony among the Gentiles.
好，首先我们看看俄巴底这个人是怎么样的人。
So let's go back to Obadiah.
第一方面，我们看到他在不敬虔的时代里面，显出他敬畏神的心。
First, Obadiah displayed his sincerity in a world that was ungodly.
第三节告诉我们。
Verse 3.
俄巴底是敬畏耶和华，是敬畏耶和华的人，对不对？
And verse 3, 1 Kings chapter 18, it says, Obadiah feared the Lord greatly.
看12节跳一跳。
Now verse 12,
他说我是自幼敬畏耶和华的，从小就敬畏耶和华。
And verse 12, that I worshipped the Lord since feared the Lord from my youth.
你看他从小敬畏神，甚是敬畏神。
And we noticed here that he was fearful and was serving the Lord since his youth.
你看俄巴底在一个怎么样的时代里面显出他敬畏神的心呢？
So let us see what were the circumstances when Obadiah displayed his fearfulness of the Lord.
当时那个以色列的王叫做亚哈王。
Now, that time, the king of Israel was by the name Ahab.
这个王我们讲在信仰方面呢，他已经破产，完全的破产了。
And Ahab was considered bankrupt in his faith.
圣经怎么样形容这个人？
The Bible described him as
他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
And the Bible described him as one who did what was evil in the sight of God.
这个人不要上帝。
He did not want God.
离开神。
And he departed.
敬拜外邦的偶像。
And he was worshipping other idols.
所以在当时的时代来讲，信仰已经信耶和华的事情已经完全被抛弃。
So you can imagine that the time under Ahab's rule, people were not worshiping God.
你可以想象俄贝德在这样的时代里面呢、啊，还有一个敬畏神的心。
So then, Obadiah, who was living in such a time, he feared the Lord.
我觉得给我们很好的提醒，对不对
？So this is a good awakening.
我们活在一个不信的时代当中。
So as we live in an unbelieving time,
在这不信的时代中，我们活出敬畏神的心啊。
Yet we can still live a life that fears the Lord.
那很不容易事情。
That would not be easy.
第二方面看下去呢
？So second point,
这个王的道德是非常败坏的。
So you know, King Ahab was a wicked king.
我们看见王帝已经拥有所有的东西，对不对
？And so the king already had all possessions.
所以他不缺少什么东西。
He had lacked nothing.
他就是喜欢那王宫旁边的那块葡萄园。
But he still coveted the grapevine that was next to the palace.
是别人的葡萄园。
And it belonged to someone else.
而且不愿意卖的葡萄园。
And he couldn't buy it.
是人家祖先留下来的葡萄园。
Because the owners of that grape land had it from their ancestors.
但是他不择手段把这个葡萄园拿过来。
Yet King Ahab devised so many schemes to take possession of that land.
杀害了一个无辜的人。
And in the end, he killed somebody innocent.
所以你看他有缺少吗？没有缺少。
So in spite of his wealth,
他为了一个葡萄园，因为靠近他的王宫，把一个无辜的人都杀死了。
And because he coveted the piece of land that was a vineyard, he killed someone innocent.
当然，这还不是只一件事情，他杀害许多敬畏神的先知。
And not only that, he ended up killing many believers.
在这样的时代里面，谁出现了？俄巴底出现了。
So in the midst of this generation. Here comes Obadiah.
他是谁呢
？So who is Obadiah?
圣经告诉我们，他是亚哈王的管家。
Now Obadiah was actually a caretaker in the household of King Ahab.
这管家在这样的不幸的时代里面，显出美好的见证。
So he was someone who was able to display his God fearfulness in the midst of this wicked generation.
他分别自己是一个敬畏神的人。
And he separated himself as someone who believed in God.
他虽然是亚哈王的管家，他没有参与亚哈王做那些不好的事情。
Although he was like a butler or a caretaker in the household of Ahab, he did not participate in the wickedness of Ahab's acts.
所以俄巴底所做的事情，这是个非常好的见证。感动人的见证。
So we could see that the actions and the deeds of Obadiah were a great example for us.
因为圣经讲他是自幼是敬畏神的。
Because the Bible says he was very sincere and he feared the Lord.
这个根基打得很好，对不对
？So he had a good foundation.
根据《申命记》第六章告诉我们呢。
Deuteronomy chapter 6,
告诉我们说
，It says
他们从小就受圣经上帝的话非常好的熏陶。
Because that they were trained when they were young with the words of God.
他们无论在任何环境当中，都可以靠着神的恩典呢，站立得稳。
Because in whatever their circumstances, they could depend on the word of the Lord to anchor them in their faith.
因为他们从小就把上帝的话放在心中。
Because they had the words of the Lord in their hearts.
你看，俄巴底是个例子。
So Obadiah is such a person.
列王记下第五章那个女孩子也是一个例子。
And the little girl recorded in 1 Kings chapter 5 is the same.
但以理是个例子，对不对
？Daniel is another character.
他三个好朋友也是一个很好的例子。
And his three friends are similarly good examples.
从小就受个很大的影响。
Because they were influenced and trained when they were young.
他们真正遇到危险挑战的时候，可以靠神的恩典。
So that at the moment when they actually were tested in their faith, they could stand still.
可以在不敬虔的时代里面显出他们爱神的心。
And in the midst of a wicked world, they could shine to show their faith.
所以我们看俄巴底这个人呢、啊，俄巴底这个人在不敬虔的时代里面显出他敬畏爱神的心。
So we could see that Obadiah is one who displayed his fear for the Lord. In a world that was wicked.
第二方面来思想了。
The second point.
这个人在不幸的时代当中，表明了他很勇敢的心。
In the midst of this wicked world, he actually also displayed courage.
这很不容易的事情啊。
And that was not easy.
啊，你看第四节
了。Okay, verse 4.
在这样的困难的环境当中。
In the midst of a difficult environment.
你看第四节。
Verse 4.
也许被杀耶和华先知的时候，俄巴底将100个先知藏起来。
Okay. We're still in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 4. When Jezebel destroyed the prophets of the Lord.He destroyed the prophets of the Lord.
你看见吗？在这危机时代里面，他把100个人藏起来，他非常勇敢。
What did Obadiah do? Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them.
这是很不容易事情了，对不对？
Imagine his courage.
他不怕王的命令，对不对？
He was not afraid of the king's decree.
收藏耶和华的先知。
And he hid the prophets of the Lord.
这有一定的风险在里面。
You know that was dangerous.
如果被王知道的话，恐怕就被砍头了。
So if the king found out about it, he would have lost his head.
但是他没有惧怕。
But he was not fearful.
他敬畏神。
He feared the Lord.
他有勇敢的心。
He was courageous.
他也能够做这件事情，对不对？
And he was willing to do.
他随时可以摆上他的生命，对不对？
Because he was ready to give up his life.
你看，在旧约圣经有这样的例子。
This is an example in the Old Testament.
扫罗王你还记得吗？
Remember King Saul.
他不是追下大卫吗？
Remember he was chasing King David.
凡是帮助过大卫的人啊，扫罗都怎么样，把他们一一的杀死了。
And he set out a decree: whoever was assisting David would be killed.
你知道大卫逃难的时候逃到个圣殿里面。
So where did David hid himself? He hid himself in a temple.
他肚子饿，没有东西可以吃了。
And he had nothing to eat when he was hungry.
所以那个祭司就把饼。给大卫吃。
So the priest served David the offering.
这件事情被人家看见了。
So if someone were to find out,
所以那个人就报告扫罗王说有人帮助逃难的大卫。
And if someone reported to King Saul that so and so was helping David,
结果怎么样呢？
What would be the result?
扫罗王不但杀祭司一个人了。
King Saul would have killed not only the priest who was helping David.
整个祭司城里面的85个人啊，扫罗都把他杀死了。
He would even have killed all the priests in the village of 85 priests.
这是帮助反对王命结果的人的最后的结果了。
That would have been the consequence of someone helping a fugitive like David.
你看，扫罗王不但杀死这85个祭司
，So Saul not only killed 85 prophets.
全城里面的人，无辜的人呢、啊、
？Even the innocent villagers.
小孩子。
Children.
甚至牲畜。
Newborn.
他们都把他杀死。
Would have been killed.
所以你看见俄巴底这个人呢、啊，真是很勇敢的人。
So think again about Obadiah and his courage in the midst of those circumstances.
他敬畏神。
He feared the Lord.
把神的先知藏起来。
And he hid the prophets of the Lord.
你想想看啊，藏一个人容易啊，对不对？
Hide one person might have been easy.
你要藏100个人很不简单。
Now to hide 100 people would not be easy.
我们看见这个俄巴底管家也很有聪明智慧。
So you see, Obadiah was quite smart as a butler.
每50个人藏这个洞里面。
Because he took 50 in a cave.
不能要把他们藏起来。
Not only did he
hide them. 接下来做什么呢？
He did something else.
拿饼和水。供养他们。
He even provided them with bread and water.
等下我们讲大概有多久的时间呢
？So we'll find out how long he did this for.
你看18章的第一节讲什么
？So verse 18, chapter 1.
到第三年，至少3年到3年半的时间。
Because verse 1 made reference to the third year, so he must have hid them for 3 years.
所以我们看见俄巴底这个人在这样不敬虔的时代里面，靠着神的恩典，显出勇敢见证神的心。
So we could imagine.Obadiah's deeds in such great danger and his courage for hiding the prophets for 3 years.
我相信在旧约时代也有这样的例子，对不对？
I'm sure there are other examples.
但以理跟他三个好朋友。
In the Old Testament, like Daniel and his friends.
在使徒时代里面也有这样的事情。
Even in the times of the apostles.
这使徒很勇敢。
The apostles were courageous.
被圣灵充满。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
人家禁止他们不可以传福音。
And they were prohibited from sharing the gospel.
但是彼得说，我们亲眼所见的不能不说。
But Peter said, I will not be able to hold back in telling what I have seen.
显出他们勇敢的心。
again displaying their courage.
当一个圣灵帮助一个人的时候啊，
as the Holy Spirit is helping you，
本来是个很胆怯的人，
someone who may be meek and timid，
他都可以变成一个很刚强壮胆的人，
will be transformed into a courageous person。
我们跟俄巴底是个很软弱的人，对不对？
In Obadiah started out as a timid person，
当上帝帮助他的时候啊，
but when God helped him，
他刚强的心就显现出来了。
He became a very courageous person.
所以我们在讲是在不金钱事的当中，他显出的信心和他的使命。
Now the third point is to see how he displayed his faith in the midst of this wicked generation.
我们讲为什么他有信心呢？
So how did he show his faith?
请看第二节了。
Now verse 2.
在那个时代里面发生什么事情？
What happened during that period?
大饥荒。
There was a famine.
大饥荒。
A severe famine.
不是饥荒。
Not just a famine.
而是大饥荒。
But a severe one.
当你称赞一个人的时候啊。
And when you call someone.
你会唱歌。
You can sing.
跟说你很会唱歌，有什么分别？
Or you might say you can sing very well.
很大的分别，对不对？
Those are two different things.
你会唱歌。
Being able to sing.
跟你很会唱歌很大的分别。
Or singing very well.
饥荒跟很大的饥荒有没有分别？
Now describing a famine.Or a severe famine are two different things.
当然是有分别了，对不对？
They are very different.
大的饥荒。
And the Bible says there was a severe famine. Why?
为什么呢？
Why?
圣经说亚哈王不敬畏神。
Why? Because the Bible said Ahab refused to follow the Lord.
他去敬拜偶像。
And he was worshiping idols.
所以以利亚就不祷告了。
So Elijah stopped praying.
他不祷告就不下雨。
And so if Elijah stopped praying, there was no rain.
圣经讲三年到三年半的时间没有下雨。
And the Bible says it was for 3 to 3.5 years where there was no rain.
我们可以想象一下，三年的时间不下雨会怎么样？
So imagine if there was no rain for 3 years.
我想草啊树啊很快就枯干了，对不对？
The grass and the trees will all be withered away.
你知道我家前那个 township 吗？把旧树移掉，种个新的树下去了。
In my township, they replaced and planted new trees.
最近天气很热，对不对？
And because of the scorching heat these days.
我们又回马来西亚度假。
And we left to go to Malaysia for a vacation.
我交代孩子说你，其他的植物啊、树啊，你都要浇。但是他说他我没有交代，他说要浇这棵树啊。
So I left word with my children to water the plants in a front yard, but not specifically one tree.
结果回来看到这个树都枯死了。
So as I came back from my vacation in Malaysia,
我说
the tree has withered away.
我说这棵树为什么枯死呢？
So I asked my children why is it withered.
我说妹妹你没有浇水。
So because you forgot to water this plant.
你没有交代我浇水哦。
And my daughter said because you did not tell me to water this particular tree.
你看一个月。这是不是说明有下雨？一定有下雨啊！这树的枯死，我看邻居长得很好，真是非常妒忌他了。
So for 1 month I was away, I'm sure there was some rain, but in spite of that, my tree withered away, and I was quite envious of my neighbor's front lawn.
后来我告诉 township 这个树死掉了。
So I told the township that my tree died.
不用担心，我九月份再给你种个新的下去。
And so the township said they will come by in September and plant a new tree.
你可以想象三年不下雨，结果怎么样
？So imagine 3 years without rain.
圣经怎么讲
？The Bible says
水没有了
，No water.
溪水干了嘛？记得吗
？And the rivers dried up.
17章告诉我们说，一定要喝溪水都干了，对不对
？And that was recorded in chapter 17 when the rivers dried up.
还有呢
？More.
草没有了。
No grass.
王帝的马都没有草可以吃，对不对
？And the horses from the king's palace had no grass to eat.
所以换句话说，非常艰苦的一个生活的环境里面。
So you can imagine the extreme hardship of such a severe famine.
但是问题来了。
The problem comes.
这里要100个人，要一个人要照顾100个人呢。
So how are you to take care of 100 people?
请问他的水从哪里来
？Where would he get water?
他的饼从哪里来
？Where would he get bread?
你是不是太奇妙，对不对？
So you could see this was quite a miracle.
要养活他们。
To live and to feed 100 people.
那么这100个先知都养不活就死了，就可惜了，对不对
？So what happens if he could not feed 100 prophets he was hiding? They would have died.
在艰难的时代里面显出他的信心。
Again.His faith shined in the middle of this difficult.
真的很不容易，对不对？如果你读路德记的时候啊
，Now if you read Luke chapter Gospel of Luke，
不是 Gospel， 旧约那个路德记。
Oh, Ruth, sorry, the book of Ruth.
你知道拿阿米耶路撒冷饥荒就怎么样？ 就搬到别的地方去。
You recall Naomi left her hometown because of famine.
结果离开十年，那个损失很大。
And she left for 10 years and lost a lot of things.
好，我们看见在这时代里面显出他的信心。
But let's look back to Obadiah and how he showed his faith.
再来也显出他的使命感。非常重要的。
And finally, he displayed his sense of mission.
我们可以想象一下。
So imagine,
在这样艰难的时刻当中，
in such a dire environment,
连水都有问题了，
no water,
连吃的都成问题了，
no food,
你还有心去关心那100个先知吗？
Would you even have time to care for 100 people?
我觉得俄巴底这个人太伟大。
So we can see Obadiah was a great person.
在艰难的环境当中，他还照顾耶和华的先知。
That he was able to care for these 100 prophets in the time of such famine.
没有忘记他的使命。
And he did not forget about his sense of mission.
我想起过去几十年来啊。
For the past few years.
我看见早期这个宣教士到外面服侍神的时候啊。
So as the early church, the apostles went around sharing the gospel.
我觉得真是非常艰难的事情。
I could imagine it was also a very difficult time.
不是保罗那个时代，我说现在这个时代里面。
Or even today, as we look at our generation.
给他一个宣教是一个微薄的薪水，在一个新的地方，从零开始。
So for a missionary to be sent to a new place to do God's work.
没有电的地方，没有水的地方，
a place
非常缺乏的地方，
where there would be no electricity and no water.
在这个艰难的环境当中建立教会很不容易的事情。
For a missionary to start a church in that kind of environment.
但是感谢神，现在教会看见说，不但是先派人下去，还派物质上各方面帮助那个宣教的工作建立起来。
But thank God that in today's world we are able to send help and assistance to people who are out in the field of missions.
所以我们看到俄巴底这个人吃都成问题了，生存都成问题了，但是却没有忘记他的使命。
So we could see that Obadiah, in spite of his being having difficulty looking out for his own food and life, he was able to care for others with his deep sense of missions.
今天我们感谢神啊。
So we thank God.
我们现在不是一个穷的时代。
That we do not live in a poor generation.
相当富裕的一个时代里面。
Because we are fairly well off.
但是说我们太忙。
But we are too busy.
没有时间可以为主做些事情。
And we tend to not have time for the Lord's work.
我们求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
时刻提醒我们。
To awaken us.
好像刚才我们唱首诗歌一样。
As in the hymn that we just sang.
我们真的不敢空手啊，见主的面。
Let us not go empty-handed to see our Lord.
我们看见俄巴底在一个艰难的环境当中。
So we could see Obadiah how he lived in such a difficult circumstances.
看出他敬畏爱神的心。
That he had the fear for the Lord.
看到他勇敢的心。
His sense of his courageousness.
看见他的信心和使命。
And his faith and sense of mission.
完成神所托付他的。
To do what the Lord wanted him to accomplish.
我们求主来帮助我们。
So may God help us.
神把使命托付给我们。
So as he gives us his command.
马太福音第28章告诉我们。
Matthew 28.
我们靠着主的恩典。
By the grace of God.
也愿意靠着神的恩典去完成神所托付给我们。
That we will accomplish God's mission in our lives.
我们接着祷告。
So may God help us. Dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us of the character of Obadiah, how he shone for you in such difficult circumstances, and to think that today we live in such comfort and such wealth in today's society. We are ashamed, Lord, to compare ourselves to Obadiah and what he had nothing but given everything. Lord, we pray that you awaken our hearts, that we should be fearful of the Lord, and that we should take courage, even when we need to separate ourselves from the world today, to stand for what you have called us to do, and to accomplish the commission that you've given us, as individuals, as a church, and as a community, that we may stand firm in this wicked world to shine for you. For Lord, it is your spirit that is at work in our lives, And it is your spirit that is at work in our church. Lord, you have a mission for us. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of your voice that speaks to us, which sometimes may be drowned by the busyness of the day, or may be drowned by our own inattention. But Lord, awaken our spirits to resonate with your spirit in us, that we may know your calling and be courageous to respond to that call. We give thanks to you, Lord, for this time. And in thankfulness we pray, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.